It's 5:57 here on the Hard Line. Ticket stock
is near.
I guess our version of ticket stock is going to happen tomorrow, in which we will have 2 full hours from 5 to 7. We get to celebrate it right here on our program of roundtables. Now, these are roundtables that are fierce and large because they're going to consist of all 9 hosts on at the same time, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you are not.
Okay. So, here I'm trying to pull up the Zoom here. So, that'll be tomorrow. But I guess, basically to get you pumped up, all week long, maybe the last 10 days or so, we've been running promos with different songs from past ticket stocks. And, you know, you just get a sense of how ridiculous our dumb band is and all that and how stupid we sound at ticket stock. And, man, it's weird, though. I mean, you think about it, the Time Wasters, we have done that thing at ticket stock for 25 years, I think. Maybe. Has it been going on?
I think at 23, maybe.
Was it going on, Bob, like as soon as you got there to do the nighttime show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe.
I believe
my first offering was a live performance of the Dallas Stars playoff postgame show, maybe, or something dumb like that. I can't remember.
I think 98, I'm almost positive 98 was the first ticket stock Time Wasters show.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason, one of the earliest seemed like it was maybe at the Corral at Texas Stadium or something. I'm trying to remember. Those early ticket memories where it was all blur for me, but I was hearing things and seeing things for the first time, you know.
Well, there was a song that we used to make fun of here on the program, basically because every single week during E! News, we would look at charts. So we wouldn't do it every week, but I think this song prompted us to do it that often because it was on top of the charts every week, and we couldn't figure out why and who was buying it and why it was so popular. And it was from 2013, or 12 or 13, and it was the song from Florida Georgia Line, Cruise. And the song was instantly on top of the country airplay chart. And then it became a crossover hit, and it entered like the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, and it just absolutely exploded. Let's see here. It, according to SoundScan,
you sure about the year on that? That seems like it was more recent than 13, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, I think it was, man, I think it was 12 or 13.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But anyway, it just exploded on the charts. It became, you know, number one instantly. It's still the best-selling song by a country duo in the history of the medium. It ended up being the top-selling song of 2013 with almost 5 million downloads sold for the year.
2012, you're right.
Yeah.
Damn.
It has sold 6 million copies in the U.S. Anyway, it was ridiculous how much it just dominated the charts. So, Ty, I know you have the song in there. This is the original song, Cruise.
Baby, your song, you made me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Yeah.
I'll give them credit. They wrote this.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Well, we wrote ours.
She's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't held myself, so I walked up and said, baby, your song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a backwood, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit. Would look a hell of a lot better with you up in bed. So baby, your song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Okay, so you get the idea. Massive hit.
Is that one of the first songs you've ever heard with the term lift kit in it at all?
Man,
if it's not, there have been plenty since then, Bob.
And this was really, Danny, was this like the outset of bro country? Was this the beginning of it, like 11, 12, 13?
It was 2012 is right around the time where we started doing fun with country music.
And Florida Georgia Line was, I mean, they were Luke Bryan and Florida Georgia Line. Yes,
they were
every single time.
Pioneers.
They're the kings. So we used to laugh at that song so much, and at some point we said, it makes me want to puke. And so then we started talking about, or at least I did with Danny, I'm like, you know what, we ought to do something for Ticket Stock, write a song, you know, right around that time, and then perform it, you know, live. And we can call it Puke. And then we were like, all right, so what would make you drive around and make you want to puke? And then we start throwing out, and look, we're being ridiculous on text, and I remember this. I'm like, well, what if there's a girl in there and she smells? And then it just went from there. And then it just got more and more ridiculous.
It sure
and
did.
It was a different time.
No,
this doesn't hold up.
Like sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does hold up. It's hilarious.
No, it's not.
Of all the Lennon-McCartney things that that we've collaborated on, though, I think we need to put this. This is undervalued. It really is, because it's got a fun Ticket Stock vibe. It's making fun of Florida Georgia Line. It's got a nice ticket twist to it, and it's gross. It's absolutely gross.
Check.
Here is what we came up with, and we played this live in front of 5,000 people at Ticket Stock, and it went over well, I remember correctly. I've got the live version, and I hear people actually clapping. So here is the takeoff of Cruise, Puke.
Baby, your disease, you make me want to roll my windows down and puke.
Come on, girl. Where? Girl.
Yeah, driving my car to the land of the quakes with a fat girl's junk swinging right in my face. We're on 114, her bikini bottom's off, but my girl's been diagnosed with a case of crotch rot. Baby,
oh my God.
Disease, you make me want to roll my windows down and puke. Ticket Stock is near and I can smell your rear, it's making awful sounds. Ooh, I'm in my jacked up Chevy with a lift kit. The country synonym for a big baby, you're a cow. I think you should wander in the pasture over there and move.
That's my favorite line. And move.
Well, she was sipping on makers and singing time wasters. Her gonorrhea smell had a sweet southern flavor. When she started talking about chlamydia and gout, I opened up the door and said, get the f*** out. Baby, your disease, you make me wanna roll my windows down and puke. Ticket Stock is near and I can smell your rear, it's making awful sounds. Ooh, I'm in my jacked up Chevy with a lift kit. The country synonym for a big baby, you're a cow. I think you should wander in the pasture over there and moo.
And moo.
And moo.
Yes, and moo.
That's
dude.
It's not nice.
Is that not awesome?
It's incredible.
Like, and I've not heard it in like 8 years, and then we started playing it for the Ticket Stock promos, and I started laughing again, thinking about how dumb, like two grown at the time 43-year-old men are exchanging lyrical ideas, and I remember like, oh, I got it. How about her wandering over there in the pasture and going moo?
Yeah, dude, that's brilliant. Let's record that.
Oh my goodness.
Let's commit that to tape forever.
Oh boy.
That is incredible.
There
so
you
many
go.
Mixed messages though in that song.
A lot.
Well, you didn't want to be with that girl. That was a rough car ride.
She was having issues.
Yeah, she was.
Like, is he into her? Is he not into her? He wants to go to Ticket Stock.
And well, dude,
114.
It's over on 114. There's good geographical information.
You know, there's a verse that in the live version of that is not in the recorded version.
Do you have the live?
Yeah, but you can't play. You can't play it from back here.
It's too dirty.
No, no, no. Remember, you can't play things from.
I just emailed it to Mino.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's about infected breast milk and.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It wasn't me. It was
This is music by Florida Georgia Line. Lyrics by C. Davidson.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They just hired me to sing it. That's it.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're just a hired gun. All right. Well, ticket stock tomorrow. So don't forget, the roundtables will start at 5 o'clock. All nine hosts will be on the air at the exact same time for 2 full hours.
Yeah. Should we be clear? It is ticket stock weekend. There's no actual ticket stock. Just to reiterate for anybody.
Right, right. I mean,
it will be virtual ticket stock.
Man, what if this was ticket stock weekend in normal non-pandemic years? What would tomorrow? Yeah, we've had snow before.
Dude, we've had massive snow before and freaked out that nobody would show up, and they were packed.
Yeah,
like I remember that whole weekend. How long ago was that? It was at the Plano Center round one. So maybe, shoot, it might have been around this time, 2002 or 2012.
They all run together, man.
God, they do.
Ticket stock is here, and I can smell your rear.
It's making awful sounds. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
I think it's supposed to be ew, ew.
Ew, ew, ew. All right, let's do a little community quick hits next.
Let's all go to Cancun.
This is Sports.